Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome back, After Buzzers. We are here with the Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 14, Episode 11, Hot Mess Express. Grandma's Gone Wild. You guys have to stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hello, ladies.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
We're back.
Full back.
Finally, you're all together again.
The gang's all here. All right, my name is Amanda Terry. I am your host, and I am here with the lovely Shanti.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
And we have Carla.
Hey.
And Regina.
Hey, everyone.
And I'm so happy to be back. So let's just jump right into it, you guys. Overall thoughts. I was hungry.
Out of control.
You were hungry?
Just out of control.
I was hungry. Like, I hadn't had dinner yet, and I was hungry. Oh. And then I watched this episode, and I'm just like...
it was
embarrassing to me.
I'm gonna go the opposite route. I like watching Grandma's Gone Wild, taking shots, having a good time. I thought there was a bunch of little tidbits in the episode that we can discuss, so I enjoyed it overall.
If that Carla was my mom, I would be dying.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
That is way too much.
What about you, Regina?
Well, I have to say, they could have been a little more classy with their party.
I'm
going to take the high road.
You guys have to stay tuned. We're definitely going to get into it. But I first off wanted to kind of touch base on the whole, like, Gina and Emily thing and Megan being back. What was your guys' take on, you know, Megan coming back, not really knowing what's going on and kind of getting in the middle of it? How do we feel about this?
I don't think Megan got in the middle of it at all. Mm-mm. I think she was just trying to be a good person. If you see someone storm
she's
off
like
crying, the last thing you're going to do is be like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, you know, your instincts to want to be like, are you okay? I think everyone was wrong and dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Gina should have not avoided her and just said what was up. Emily doesn't have to spaz out the way she does. I feel like she takes everything personal.
Yeah.
It is not that serious. Like, you've fight with friends all the time, the same way you fight with your sisters. Like, you fight, you're mad for a little bit, and then you get over it. Who cares?
It's like they were all having a hormonal breakdown.
Like, they're all going through menopause or something.
Or either just that time of month. It was like, it was hard to watch at times.
Or it's like other stuff going on, and they're taking it out on each other.
Yeah, it was like full moon, a whole lot of combinations, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where everything can go wrong. Mercury retrograde, let's give it all to them.
Yeah. Right.
I liked seeing Megan again. I kind of wish they had, like, more of an introduction with her, like, what she's been up to. It was kind of just they threw her in for a dinner, and, like, I didn't remember her, Shannon, being best friends. I kind of remember them arguing all the time, so I didn't really understand why she would be at Shannon's birthday. Like, I think they made up eventually, I'm assuming, but, like, I just would have liked a little more backstory before her just popping out of nowhere.
Me too. I was kind of confused as to why she was there.
Yeah, it was confusing.
Like, she just kind of popped in and popped out, and that was it, and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I didn't understand it.
And they didn't seem to be able to fit her into the scene.
Exactly.
You know, just standing there and not really saying much and not really being aware of what was going on, especially the little tiff between Gina and Emily, which was just totally overblown high school stuff.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I don't blame Megan for not really getting much airtime. I wouldn't want to be a part of that either. Like, what was she supposed to do? Start making out with someone too to get some camera time? Like,
oh, God.
I think that she did the perfect amount of, like, butting in a little bit, or not butting in, but, like, helping out and being there for Emily while she was in the bathroom and seeing she was okay. Like, I didn't think that she intervened too much. I think that she was just trying to be supportive.
I think she just got stuck in the bathroom.
Yeah.
While Emily was crying. So it was like, what was she supposed to do?
So in the live chat, Erica G says Megan was just caught in the crossfire. Charlotte Tara Chaw says Megan and Emily was like crickets. Yeah, what did they really say? Nothing. Jonesy Baker, I like Megan too. I like when we see old housewives. I like I thought she looked great.
I like that too.
Mm-hmm. We saw Alexis last week. Mm-hmm. We've seen her. Who's next week?
I love when they bring back old housewives. I totally agree with that.
Trickle them back in.
Yeah.
Vicky was real quiet.
Vicky's been a little quieter this season. Mm-hmm. You know?
She's not trying to piss anyone off yet.
Really? Why?
Well, like, I feel like she just made up with Kelly, so she's trying to, like, dial it back a little bit and, like, not start too much shit. So. Yeah.
Well, Shanti, before we go any further, let's share some information with our viewers.
Yeah, we just wanted to pause and say thank you guys so much for making AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. We need your continued support, though, so please like, subscribe, rate, comment, join us in the live chat so we can continue to grow our fan base. We do have a bunch of other shows, not just reality TV. I don't know who else watches anything else but reality TV except me. Just kidding. So you guys can check that out on our AfterBuzz YouTube channel and iTunes. So we just want to say thank you again.
And we do read the comments.
Yes.
And yeah. We see what you're saying.
No. There have been some good ones, guys. So thank you for your real positive comments. But we, you know,
Everybody has an opinion here.
We take all comments.
We like the feedback, though,
yeah,
I think.
Right.
Yes, we love to be engaged with you guys. And thank you for always making us the ESPN of TV talk. So moving on. Here we go. Let's just get into the whole kissing fiasco. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where to start. All I know is that I would consider it cheating. If I went on a vacation and I'm like making out with some girls, like, I don't know. I don't know. I find it very, what do you think? How do you feel?
Uncomfortable.
How do you guys feel? Because I feel like it's cheating. Like,
it's uncomfortable.
I feel like it's cheating.
Yeah. I think it depends on your relationship. You know, like Bronwyn and her husband clearly are okay with threesome,
which came out tonight.
He cares if she's making out with Tamara. I wonder how Eddie feels. That I'm kind of curious about because Tamara never came out, and you know Hispanics tend to be a little more conservative. So I'm like interested to see how.
Did you see how it came out after Bronwyn's, and then Tamara was like, "Oh, a little bit of a threesome." Like I feel like Tamara's a bit of like jumps on the bandwagon in a lot of situations.
Tamara?
Yes. Really like she just like kind of changes her opinion. I notice it. Like she changes her opinions and like have you noticed that?
I don't know. Not yet. But go continue.
Well, I'm just saying like how Bronwyn was talking about like how her and her husband basically have like an open relationship and then Tamara's like, "Oh yeah, there's nothing wrong with a little threesome." Mm-hmm. When have we ever heard Tamara speak about this? Right. Ever.
Mm-hmm. But ever. Who is she gonna talk about it with? Vicky? No, Shannon?
No, but what other girls they always drink and stuff. I just find it weird that like it's never come up until now.
Well, she did jump in the hot tub and do a little boob.
With Shannon,
you know.
Tamara's always been a little promiscuous, but I mean, I feel like this episode really went a lot, really far. Really far.
And just because she says that she's like, a threesome is okay, doesn't mean that she actually does it. You know what I
mean? And I'm not saying she does. I'm just saying, like, it's funny how it just came out right after Bronwyn said it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to go with, I don't think it's cheating. I understand the stance that you're taking, but I just think, like, a kiss with two girls is really fun. There's no emotional.
Yeah, they were going at it.
They kept, like, I already have an inkling of what's happening when the camera's not there.
Mm-hmm. Like, when they go back to the hotel.
Yeah. I just.
Like, they're going to hook up. I'm sorry.
They crossed the line. Well,
but
Carla.
Guess what? Guys like when girls make out. Like,
that.
They think it's hot.
Yeah.
So,
who cares about
they're
a
like 100, though.
It.
They're 100, she said.
Okay, but I do think that, like, it does matter with your relationship. Like, some men would probably not, you know, agree with that and think that it was cheating. I don't think it's cheating. I think that if you, like, didn't tell your partner about it, then that would be more of an issue. But I think that if it's, like, a fun, quick kiss on the lips or, in this case, like, a little bit more, that was not quick.
Like, it looked like Bronwyn was, like, doing stuff to Tamara on the bench.
But Bronwyn and her husband have threesomes.
Yeah, but not Tamara and Eddie. We haven't seen
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
So
I'm confused.
Eddie,
I'm very confused.
Okay, so
do you think
Tamara's cheating on?
I don't think Eddie's going to be happy with what went down. Like,
no,
I like Eddie. And just seeing from the past how Eddie, I think Eddie's going to be, like, super disappointed in her.
I agree
I'm calling it now. They're going to get into a fight. Like, it was just, it was, like, worse than, like, high school girls.
Yeah,
it was terrible. My mouth was just like the entire time.
Wait, guys, so we have an interesting comment. Charlotte Tara Chaw says, "Remember Tamara had a girlfriend a few seasons ago. Is this true? Then someone seconded it. Jonesy Baker." Is this true? She had a girlfriend a few seasons ago?
I think I remember that, like, coming. I remember that now. But not all of it. I
remember anything they focused on long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Anything they focused on long.
But clearly, if a couple people know about it, then it happened. Yeah. I just was oblivious about it.
But I just think if you're Eddie's
going to be pissed.
You're taken, you're blindsided. And
okay.
it was just really in poor taste to me. She's a mother. She's a grandmother.
And it's on national television.
And it's never going to go away. So how do you explain that?
Say it, Shanti. She gets naked in hot tubs. Like, it's her personality. Yeah. Like, do you think her getting naked in front of other women is cheating?
Especially drinking.
No. That's not cheating. She's not doing anything. You're literally kissing somebody out. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you're married. Like,
I just feel like Eddie knows this side of her. But I will be interested to see how he reacts.
I think he does know this side, but it comes to a certain point where, like, it goes beyond limits. Like, they drank a lot, and they were really going for it. Like, they had no shame.
Why was it for so long?
It was like the whole episode. Yeah, it was like the whole night.
Like, she was like straddling her. Her tits were out.
Oh,
like,
it was terrible.
Okay, how did they not get kicked out of the restaurant? How did they not get kicked out of that restaurant?
The answer to that.
It was like a show.
The restaurant, the film there, we know that. Production.
The server looks so annoyed.
So
Bronwyn was like, oh, we're in a serious relationship. We're committed to each other. And the server was like, okay, cool. That's literally what he said. No, and I was like, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, he does not need all of that.
It was just so immature.
Very.
Like, the whole thing was so
I think it was worse
immature.
Than high school.
It was, that's what I said. It was worse than high school.
What's funny is that Shannon was pissed at Emily yelling in front of the restaurant, but you're not pissed that your girlfriend's like making this spectacle inside the restaurant while everyone's trying to dine around you. Like, that was crazy.
And then Tamara falling out of her chair.
Do you think
that was real, or do you think that was fake?
I think it was real.
They were drawn.
But
for her to go
that far with Bronwyn, I think she had to be, because she doesn't drink as much because of being into the health business and all that
stuff.
So it won't take a lot for her when she starts drinking to get inebriated. And so I think she was drunk, but I think she just really took it too far. And one thing for sure, Kelly had to feel good about their train after that.
Dude,
train
all I
was
have
over.
To say is, like, well done, Kelly. Like, seriously, watching those, like, women do that, and then Kelly's over here getting
the heat for the train.
The heat for a train, and it's like, I was, like, totally on her side. Like, I was really surprised that Kelly wasn't, like, acting up.
I was surprised that Kelly wasn't bothered by the theme of the party. Like,
same.
I was just waiting for her to blow up and, like,
train.
Freak out about the train party genre, and she didn't. Like, she thought it was really funny, which I thought was, like,
I feel like Kelly surprises us.
She's so random. Like, she's not constant. Like, in the past episodes, we've seen her blow up and freak out about nothing, and then something that I was for sure
she didn't
that
even
she would be so angry about, she didn't care.
She saw a therapist that day.
She went to anger management.
Yeah.
Or maybe the fact that she was fighting with her boyfriend, like, that wasn't really, like, you know, her priority at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you guys think she was overreacting with the whole 5 hours of, like, not hearing back from him? Do we?
Yes. Well.
You think she was overreacting?
I don't either.
If you're dating someone and they normally call you or whatever, like, and something's off. And you feel a certain way, like, I think you have a right to be validated in your feelings.
He could have at least said, hey,
I'm taking a couple hours.
Here's
a
text, babe. I'm taking a nap.
It takes one second
to send a text. Wake up or whatever. Yeah.
It literally
takes
1 second.
Especially if you're dating. Like, it's more of an annoyance, but I don't think that it's something to freak out about and, like, have a huge fight about. But I think it's something to be like, hey, this is my expectation, and here's what I want, and... Mm-hmm. You know, obviously that conversation came later when they were sitting around the picnic table eating, and it was, like, more civilized, but it seemed to be, like, kind of a big deal.
To her.
Yeah.
To her. Like, yeah, like, she freaked out and, like, made it a big fight. You know what I mean?
He called her insecure. So how do you feel when a guy calls you insecure? I mean, what is that saying?
I think that the way that you act now obviously has to do with past relationships. Mm. You know what I mean? I think that comes into play a lot. Did you want to say something?
I think communication is really important to some people. Like, to some people, that's their idea of, like, affection and security. And, I mean, it's a love
language. Some people are really different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just, maybe that's hers.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I think. Absolutely.
She might be more possessive. You have some women that are, you know, 5 hours wouldn't bother them because they're doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah, but I guess now that I'm in her position, like, if my boyfriend was going to be out and he was supposed to call me at a certain time and then he just never called me, and then he was like,
pissed.
Oh, I'm sitting drinking at a restaurant. Like, I'd be mad,
pissed.
Too.
I'd be pissed.
Was he
I'm
supposed
changing
to
my
call
tune.
Her? Did he say he was going to call her?
Yeah, he said he was going to call her after she got out of a surgery.
Okay.
And then he never did. Jean Wilson in Live Chat says, I think Kelly knew something wasn't going right with their relationship. And they ended up breaking that up, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good point. You kind of, like, know when something's up, and like they like, release and get, like, kind of go back, and you go forward, because you're, like,
what's happening?
Clenching onto the relationship.
You're like, give me what I want. What I mean? They're like, leave me alone.
But one thing about when you do reality shows, you have to be careful about people coming into your life, because they want to be a part of that reality show. And the rumor was that he was after more
just out for
publicity,
himself,
for his business. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, she gave it to him because they filmed his business and everything.
Oh,
so his scrubs.
Everybody
every time
knows the name of his business, knows him. So I'm sure. And she was one of his patients. A couple of them went there for procedures. So he got his 5 minutes of fame and then some, I guess.
Have we seen him in regular clothes?
No.
He's
every literally single is in time. Scrubs every time.
It's scrubs. So weird.
So there you
it's
go.
It's like Dirty John.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I see that.
Can I say something?
Yeah, yeah.
Real quick, it's just moving back a little bit to, like, the whole Emily-Gina fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you guys talked about it last week, but, like, whose side are you on? Like, do you think that it's...
I think that the friendship is, like, almost like a relationship. It's too weird how upset they're getting.
Yeah.
It's like, weird.
I agree.
Gina, to me, took too much stock in this blind date.
I think that Gina... How do I say this? Since Gina's the new girl, and her and Emily were close, and now she's on the show, I think that she doesn't really need Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's I don't know how to get my point across. I feel like she's leaving Emily in the dust and, like, moving on to the other girls. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. And Emily, I think maybe subconsciously, maybe Emily knows that, but she has too much going on with Shane, and she just really needs a freaking friend, and Gina's not being there.
I'm like trying to put myself in both of their positions of the fight. And like Gina, like I'm just imagining like if I got a call and he was like, oh, I actually have a girlfriend, I would call Emily and be like, dude,
what's
WTF?
Up?
Like, that's so weird. And like, I'd be like annoyed, but I wouldn't ice someone out and never text them
ghost
back.
Ghost them for 3 days.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd like, be like, you knew, you intentionally did this.
Again, like, it's an excuse for Gina to get rid of Emily. I feel like she's trying to do away with Emily. I really do.
They both need therapy.
Yeah.
Serious therapy.
So who do you see her gravitating towards? Because, you know, the important thing with them staying on the show is having as many scenes as they can with different housewives.
I don't like Gina.
So
she bothers me so bad. I don't like Gina. She bothers me. She's a user. I can see right through her. I don't like it.
She doesn't bring a lot to the table.
I just don't think that she fits in.
I don't think she fits in at all. And she's from New York.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
That doesn't bother me, but
then Emily, like, the way that she was reacting and, like, screaming and screaming in the bathroom and screaming outside the restaurant, I was like, okay, well, you're kind of overreacting now, too.
Well,
so, like,
again, Emily is going through the stuff with her husband,
Emily,
so it's coming out in a different way.
Emily
so
is projecting.
Girl,
like a
you
therapist
know,
will tell you. It's
you
projecting.
Know.
You're going through other problems, and you're projecting your anger from another situation onto your friend.
Because
it was totally overblown.
Yeah, I agree. In the live chat, Jonesy Baker says, I think Gina's over Emily, to be honest. Emily is hard to describe. Tamara said that today. I don't think she's that difficult.
Oh, Emily's hard to describe or Gina? Sorry.
Who's difficult?
Oh, Emily is hard to describe.
Yeah, that was another thing that I'm like, I don't completely understand.
Emily.
Like, why do
she's
they all
needy.
Kind of don't like Emily?
I think because Emily's really needy as a person.
And she's the only brunette. Have you guys noticed?
Oh, that's so sad.
Have you guys noticed? I'm just saying.
I think
that's why we figured
what?
It out.
What?
I think that it's weird to fight with your friend and spaz out that badly. Like, they don't love me. They don't want to be my friend anymore. Like, that's not your first instinct in a fight. That's very weird to me.
I think that she has the feeling that, like, again, she's going through a lot of issues with Shane, and she feels unloved, and so I think she's starting to freak out and feel just alone in every aspect of her life. That's how I feel. You know what I mean? She needs attention. She really needs attention. She needs help. She needs a friend. She wants to talk about it. Like, she's going through a lot. She's holding everything in, and she's just freaking out.
Well, they're saying Gina projected last season. Emily is projecting this season. I think they both project a lot.
I said that.
Yeah. I just know that I'm tired of hearing Shannon speak Spanish. It's
oh my god!
So
please,
uno más. Yeah, like the like, it's almost like
why
I can't. Hate it. Shannon just needs to stop.
Like, what is your purpose? Every time you get like too excited about something, you start speaking Spanish. Like, why?
I don't know. And what did we think about all of these? I don't know if we're allowed to say it on here, like the dildos and stuff. I don't know what
the sex toys.
Yeah, like this was not a bachelorette party. This was a birthday party. Like, I'm so why was it so sexual?
These ladies are horny.
She said she wanted to get laid on her birthday.
I don't know what's happening because we know Kelly has a boyfriend. Tamra's, you know, whatever. Bronwyn has threesomes. I don't know. It was just so sexual.
They're a horny group of women, and they're getting down. Like, I don't know. It's entertaining for me to watch.
They took the blowjob candy very seriously. At least Kelly did. I was like, if you take that any further in your mouth, I'm done with this. It was a lot.
Yeah.
There was, like, ball biting. It was just a lot.
Teabagging.
And Bronwyn said she hasn't given a blowjob since 1987.
1997, yeah. I don't believe that. I'm sorry. I don't believe that.
Unless she wants a bag. She said that she doesn't give one unless there's a nice handbag involved.
I mean, smart girl, but...
Well, I guess next episode, Tamra will be bringing her bag.
I don't know. I mean, her and her husband are pretty happy together. Whatever they're doing,
it's
working.
Well, we never know, though. You never know.
Again, this is just what we see.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's lots of stuff behind the
doors. I love Tamara's outfit, by the way. Like, the different colored sequin. Like, I thought she
actually liked it, too.
Yeah, she looked really, really good.
Gina, again, loses the fashion vote for me once again. 18 episodes
pretty
in a row.
Pretty plain.
What?
Her outfit, it was like... I actually, like, didn't hate the jacket, but that she was wearing it with, like, a blue dress. It was, like, a blue dress with a blue jacket and her, like, really tightly curled hair.
Oh, my
God. Girl, you gotta comb them out. No, I learned that in high school.
Who advises her?
Like, I don't know.
If you look like, not crab, but like, your friends should tell you.
Exactly.
Like, don't go out
on
like
camera.
That.
Okay, first season, you get a pass, show. Right? Like, you don't know how you're going to look out on TV.
No, you should hire a stylist.
Okay, but
you do not
you
get
a pass. You get a pass. And then you look back and you're like, oh shit, my makeup sucks, my hair sucks, my outfit sucks. Here's what I have to do. And then second season, you have to step it up. And I have not seen that from Gina.
No.
Tell us how you really feel, Shanti. Do not hold back.
Do you guys agree with me?
I love it.
I agree.
She needs a makeover.
I agree. I agree 100%. Okay. Yeah. How about Kelly and her, you know, boyfriend having the conversation about, like, spoiling the kids, how, you know, Kelly's daughter's a little overprivileged and this and that. What do you guys think about that?
I don't think either of them were wrong. I think everyone parents differently, and... You can't really say, like, you're doing a bad job, you're doing a good job. Like, everyone has 100% different parenting styles. And, I mean, Jolie looks perfectly fine to me. She doesn't seem like a brat or anything. But, you know, different things are for different people.
Yeah. I think this actually made me like Brian.
Me too. Me too.
For once. Yeah. I was like, whoa, I actually totally agree with everything he's saying. I'm, like, a big proponent on not spoiling your children, and I personally think that sending your kid on a private jet to camp is absolutely ridiculous.
I've never been on a damn private jet.
At a young age, like, you're deluded, and you think that that's normal, and it's totally not normal. Mm-hmm. But with that said...
All my friends have private...
Yeah, like,
all of them.
Yeah, like, that's not the norm, and don't teach your child that that's the norm. That's
not
ridiculous.
Not the ones in the Real Housewives. They don't have a private jet, so who is she talking about?
Yeah.
All of her friends... But
I've seen Kelly's house.
Yeah.
It's actually really nice.
Yeah.
It's right
really?
On the beach. It's actually technically Corona Del Mar. It's not even Orange County. But yeah, it's literally right on the beach.
But you know, why do you buy someone else's child a PlayStation 4?
Because she's trying to get the points
you gotta
with
ask.
The son.
But that's
I
nice.
Agree. I know, but she should have said, hey, I'm thinking about getting your son to play. Like,
Is
you don't
okay?
just do... that was like way over the top. It wasn't just like a wallet. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just like a freaking PlayStation 4.
Are they
like,
that are like expensive?
They're like $500, $600, $700. Yeah.
Kids get addicted to that. They want to play that crap all day. Yeah.
That's just, what I'm saying. Know. Like, I think that she should have like mentioned it. You know, or if it was for Christmas or something, this is just for nothing.
Yeah.
And clearly they're on the same, like, they're on different pages of parenting. Like, if she was dating a guy who spoiled the crap out of his kid, then, like, so be it. But obviously, that's not how he parents his kids, so you would think that she would mention it.
I like the way that they talked. I liked their conversation. It was mature. They didn't get upset. They were, like, listening. I really think that, I do agree 100%. You just give your kids stuff. They're never going to appreciate it, and they're going to, you know, expect it. They're going to expect things or expect that's normal or go to school and be like, well, I was on a private jet. You weren't. You know what I mean? And then you're like the snooty kid. Like,
well, that's true.
Like, that's up to the parent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because a kid only knows what you're giving them, what you're showing them. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because you can spoil kids rotten and then they just really don't turn out to be really good people in life.
I agree with you. Like, Jolie doesn't seem like a totally spoiled kid. Like, I love that Kelly does take her to feed the homeless on a holiday. Like, that, but that's like a very valuable lesson that a lot of kids don't get.
No, seriously.
They also don't get to ride on a private jet to camp, but, you know.
The life chat is hilarious. You guys crack me up. So, Charlotte Tara Chaw says, Gina needs that Pat the Puss 40K glam squad.
Yes.
And then she also says, Mandy should hook Gina up and give her a proper makeup. And give her
love it.
Yeah. All right.
Gina, call me, girl. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you, boo-boo.
We'll exchange it for an interview. Thank you very
much. Yeah. Put it out there.
I'll do your makeup for the interview here.
Right.
That's so funny.
Love it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I also wanted to just go over where was it at? Sorry, give me 1 second. Tamra was like pumping Emily up to like go in there and stick up for herself. Do you guys remember?
Yeah.
Tamra's always that one on the sideline, just right there, like nudging,
trouble,
like adding fuel to the fire. Mm-hmm. It's literally every episode.
She's an instigator.
It was
Tamra.
Tamra was telling Emily like, to stick up for yourself with your head held high.
Yes, you don't remember that?
And well, I was like, no one's on Emily's side right now. Yeah. Why would you send her in there?
It's like literally, I feel like Tamra tries to sabotage people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really feel like she does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we see it time and time again. You don't remember?
Remember?
She's no, it wasn't in the bathroom. It was when they were outside.
In front of the restaurant.
They were outside in front of the restaurant. Yeah, and Emily was just talking about how she was upset with Gina and this and that. And then Tamra was basically telling her, like, yeah, like, go stick up for yourself.
Oh, yeah. She's such a shitster all the time.
She really, really is.
Constantly.
Okay. So moving on, I want to get into news, Regina.
Okay.
AfterBuzz TV News.
And here's the latest 411 on the Housewives of the OC. Lots of Shannon news to share. According to U.S. Weekly, things didn't go well when Shannon tried to introduce her ex-husband, David, to her new beau, John. According to Shannon, I quote, "I tried to introduce them, and David just walked away. I should have expected it." And moving on, at a recent event in the Big Apple, dry here. Shannon hinted at a new project that's in the works for her and Vicky and Tamra. She wouldn't commit to saying what the project was, but that it was something that would make the fans of the show very excited and give them an opportunity to see more of her, Vicky, and Tamra together. Sounds like a spinoff to me, but we'll have to wait and see. And last, a little health news with Emily Simpson. She just announced today that she is having hip replacement surgery scheduled for October 28th. And
that's
Emily
really
is quoted, as saying, "I'm nervous but beyond excited about finally being able to move pain-free. The new Emily can't wait to run, jump, work out, walk a catwalk, and dance in Vegas." And that's the news.
Yes. Guys, in the live chat, we have Natty Bats says, "Eddie has aged so much. Being with Tamra can't be fun." That's so shady.
I have seen him kind of.
No, yeah. When he first started, he was like a hunk.
Yeah.
He was like.
Well, he's had like heart surgeries and stuff.
Yeah, he's been going through stuff. We can.
Like, yeah, he's going through it health-wise.
That too. Aye. Well, thank you so much for the news. I want to get into a special segment. It's a little different this week. Instead of shadiest, it's going to be funniest. Ew. So who wants to go first?
Ooh. Well, I am because I bet we all have the same one. So I'm going to jump
okay,
in.
Okay.
Wait, do we?
Maybe.
It was a lot of funny moments. So, but when Tamara fell on that floor, and then Vicky fell on top of her, and her hair got caught in her blouse. That was funny to me. That was just hilarious. At first, I was like, is she?
I didn't know if she was
pretending or, well, whatever she did. Tamara, you might have a career in comedy, honey. That was a good fall if you were faking it.
Mine is Kelly's, and she was like, I'm not bisexual, but if you buy me something, I might be a little sexual. And I'm like, yes, girl.
I like Kelly's mood. Very witty.
That is a mood.
Kelly's so witty.
Mine, too. I love that line. Like, I want to start saying it. I don't know.
Right. I thought it was hilarious when, like, Shannon and Tamara and Bronwyn were, like, having a makeout session, and then freaking Emily and Gina are crying. Like, literally at the same table. It was, like, makeout session. They're like, she's like, but please, you're my friend. And it was just like, what the hell is happening? It was like a girl slumber party gone wrong.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I felt.
It was great.
I just didn't know what was happening. It was like a train wreck that you couldn't stop looking
at. A train party.
You could just needed the guy in the bushes hiding outside of the sorority house, you know.
Right.
The slasher guy or something.
Does anybody have anything else to add? You want to talk about the live chat?
Let's see. Adding on to the Eddie comment, Natty Bat says, no hate to Eddie, just an observation. So she's just clearing the
right.
The comment
no, Eddie's
up.
Very good looking.
Charo Tara Chaw says, I'm glad Vicky didn't break her hips when she fell. Help, I fall and they can't get up.
Oh my god.
You know, did we talk about when Vicky was like left the bar because she was so over Bronwyn?
No. Let's talk
we
about
need
that.
To.
Let's talk about that.
And then I've got something I want to bring up. So.
Okay. So let's talk about that first because I don't blame Vicky. I think I would have left too. Mm-hmm.
I was
like, I'm not even joking. Like for all those women like that, I literally would have been like, okay, yeah, this is enough. Like this is enough.
But these women always do this.
No,
on
this was over the
top. Another level.
This was a whole. This was a whole nother level.
This is what I want to see on
below.
Housewives. Yeah. I don't want to see women like being classy and going to lunch every day. Like I want to see them
girls
partying. And,
well.
Yeah,
I don't want to see. I don't want to see them.
I don't
want to
see that.
I don't want to see them.
Okay,
out.
But it she was going far. Off about Bronwyn's dancing. She was like, "Oh, her dancing is so like classless, and she's like trashy or whatever." Like she's just dancing. I don't see that as a problem. Right?
I think Vicky was just a hater because she wasn't getting any attention.
Well, but Tamara...
Vicky was pissed because she wasn't getting any attention.
Lay on top of her. Ugh.
Yeah, but she didn't get mad at Tamara for kissing the makeout. She only
top
got mad at
open.
Bronwyn. I think Vicky's problem with Bronwyn is that she thinks she's like an attention whore. She's like always wants the attention and she's
so
loud and she's
so
extra.
So is Vicky.
So that's why she's pissed.
Vicky was laid back tonight, though, I have to say.
It was literally Vicky was just mad because like she probably feels threatened by Bronwyn.
Well,
because I feel like everybody likes Bronwyn.
Really? I think she's obnoxious.
I feel like everybody on the show likes Bronwyn. Like the girls. I feel like they like, and so Vicky doesn't like that.
Yeah, really? I mean, the biggest
That's
thing
what
is
I'm
that
saying.
Her and Tamara are getting super close. Tamara really likes Bronwyn, really likes Tamara. And
yeah, at one point it looked like.
Well, we'll see how Eddie feels about
that
their
booth,
makeout session.
On that booth,
it looked like,
I don't know, it just looked real bad. And Tamara was dancing, her shirt was coming open. I was just like...
We saw the fake titty.
But
literally, I was like... Oh, and then what about Kelly?
Yes, I was about to...
What about Kelly
like
being like...
crotch on the...
Dude, and she was like, oh yeah, I danced with the... I'm like, girl, when he see... Well, they're not together anyways. But I'm just saying, like, how are you going to lie about something that's on camera? Like, you might as well just come clean and say you did it.
The one that got me, though, was Shannon kissing
kiss? Oh,
God.
That was
it.
Man. That was horrid.
Like, and then she was like, wow, we. And I was just like,
that's what gets you going?
Now, to be fair, we don't know for sure if she was talking about the kiss. Like, she literally was just a soundbite of her saying, wow.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily think that is what she was talking about.
You know what? Good
I'm
for Shannon.
Go no.
Like, good for Shannon.
It
like, whatever.
Like mouth to mouth.
It was so creepy and bad.
It
like,
looked like mouth to mouth. CPR. It looked like CPR, the way she was moving the guy's head, and the guy was so stiff. And,
it was so awkward.
I mean, what did Vicky call her? Classless? Attention sinking.
Yeah.
She said other stuff.
Yeah,
she was like, she's trashy. She was like just saying that she was trashy and everything. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely see that like later in this season how their relationship is going to progress because obviously it's going to get.
Jonesy Baker says, I think Vicky has become very conservative for the most part. As far as her behavior, I think it's Steve's influence. Agree. She has changed a lot because we see that clip where she just kind of flashes Dr. Dubrow.
Yeah.
Now you would never catch her doing that ever.
Wow.
That's a good point.
Like, I don't know where she's like.
Well, isn't her fiance a police officer or something? Yeah. He's law enforcement.
Yeah.
So that, I'm sure, is an influence on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indecent exposure. She should get arrested for it. I'm just kidding.
Can you?
Okay. Well, let's get into predictions for next week.
Ooh. After Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, who wants to start?
Predictions. What's going to happen next week? I think Shannon's going to be over the top with her daughter modeling, like, overbearing stage mom, like, obnoxious. I think, what else? What's going on? Kelly and her boyfriend probably going to continue fighting over, like, dumb things. They seem like two very different people to me. Like, I don't see that meshing well. And I think Tamara's going to tell Eddie everything that happened, and he's going to laugh it off.
Ooh. Until he sees it.
Yes.
Like, the reunion, it's going to be, like, heated, I feel.
I'm not excited for this fashion show. I don't really care much about it.
Oh, my God.
But it looks like the whole episode, also doesn't excite me. I'm excited to see Bronwyn freak out about this bouncer. Sounds like she gets a little crazy in the car.
I was just going
to do with
say.
The bouncer and her mom. So I'm excited to see that side of Bronwyn, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to see Bronwyn and her husband kind of get into it. And that's something that I thought that they've, like, oh, they look like a perfect couple. They look so happy.
No one's ever
so happy. So I think that, yeah, we're definitely going to see a different side of Bronwyn. Mm. I'm excited about it. How about you, Regina?
I think that if Eddie doesn't get upset about Tamara, if her boys get wind of it, they may. But I think for some reason it's going to come back to haunt her, what she did with Bronwyn. So, we'll see. Could be wrong. Could be wrong. But, you know, with Bronwyn putting out there that she scopes out her friends for a threesome when she has her threesome with her husband. And, you know, Tamara knowing that information.
And then Tamara playing into it.
Putting herself in that kind of position is just, to me, she may have some regrets later on. And
I think so.
Yeah. I think Emily is going to continue to have her meltdown
It's been like since episode one.
Because let's face it, after her husband didn't pass the bar exam, he can't be a happy camper.
Oh, my God.
So we'll see what happens, and we see if Gina is really for real about being her friend and let this nonsense go about not dating this cousin of Shane's. Let it go. Mm-hmm. Gosh.
I agree.
Agreed.
Well, there's a few predictions in live chat. Jean says, my prediction, Emily will cry about Gina again. And I think
that's
so,
a given,
too.
That's a given.
DL Frider Watcher predictions, Tamara and Bronwyn make a date for a barbecue, LOL.
A barbecue, Tamara, that's what they're calling it.
Tamara and Eddie will have a barbecue to honor Bronwyn and her hubby. They're going to do a spouse swap for a night.
Oh.
Imagine that.
No way.
I can see that. No, but Bronwyn's more interested in Tamara than
Eddie. I don't think Eddie's gonna be into it. I don't see Eddie being into it. I really don't.
It's bad for
what are the men supposed
too.
To do? Well, they just have their fun. I don't
watch.
They have a business.
Oh, that might be nice.
Oh God.
I mean, I think it depends. Is
your life that boring? Seriously.
Is this what happens after like 20 years of having sex with the same person?
Bored.
Where you're just bring them on in. Let's go to a party and scout them out.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. What creep?
Well, she already knows.
People, there really are couples like that.
No, there are.
They go to parties and they scout people out.
Play parties.
I mean, different strokes for different
people. Yeah.
If that keeps your marriage alive, then go for it.
Amen. What she said.
All right. I guess that's a cue to move on to next week. I am your host, Amanda Terry. You can find me on Instagram at @makeup_Mandy with an I.
You guys can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina or Twitter at @ShantiChristina.
You can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla underscore C.
Hi, guys. You can find me at Instagram, Regina Coles, and also at Twitter, Regina Coles.
See you next week, guys.
Bye.
Stay safe.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.